In last couple of weeks, we heard in the readings about so many deadly sin. Especially, we talk about pride, we talk about jealousy, and even though St. James, many things, he so many desire, disorder desire that we fell into. And today, the first reading from the Numbers in the time of Moses, and even though Jesus today in the Gospel of Mark, give us another sin that we are used to fall into. That is the factional mind. We love, you know, especially you can see this in business, in politics, or now, you know, now it's even sometime in the church about God is, what's that called, monopoly, you know? God is only for me, is my group. Sometimes we want to be firmly, it's like cleaved in one ourselves. We want to be ourselves. And after that, nobody want to look like me is not good. And even though someone take one from me to do something good to others, we don't like it. Especially we talk about party. We talk about even in church ministry. Sometimes we want to do it and we start to compete to one another how to do charitable. And even though other, you see other churches, no matter they are Catholics or not, and if they do in the name of God, and you start to jealous. Compete because we want God is our monopoly. God is only belong to me only. And so that is my. So when the time in Moses, when Moses bring 72 elders up to the mountain according to God, so that God can give His Spirit, so that they can go out and ministry to the people. Some of them was not there. And that's why they still receive the Spirit of God to go and work with the people. But Joshua didn't like it. Joshua, they didn't present themselves to God. Why did they do the ministry? Moses stopped him right there and said, no, if God willing, everyone, God is no longer belong to monopolies to anyone. But just everyone God willing to give that Spirit, they can do that without our control. Now, that happened, that story continued to happen in the time of Jesus when John saw the other people's function miracles in the name of Jesus Christ. And even though they not belong to the clique of disciples of Jesus. And so that John didn't like that either. John said, they not follow us. Why did you use our name to function that? Perform the miracle. He doesn't like it because he want Jesus, he belonged to them only. But Jesus showed them, see that? God is not belong to anyone. God is for everyone. That is different. And so that sin, we easy to fail into. Because, you know, we are cliched because we want everything belong to me. I don't want to share with anyone. And we start with a group, you know, and we compete among the group. If this is my group idea, I don't want to share, or the other group will take that idea and work to build up a benefit for others. We don't want that. If you see that very clearly in our world, especially, you know, in politics and even business. And now, even though we do that right in the church, that's why we should remind that God's love, God's mercy, God is for everyone. It's not just for a single group. Because God never cared for a Catholic. Now you start to wonder why Father Ben said that. Remember, God is not belong to Catholics only. God's love is not belong to Catholics because he doesn't care if you are Catholics or not. But he cares about you are the children of God. You are a human being that he created. And that's why he belongs to those of us. If those one believe and start to love God, receive the Spirit of God, even though they're not in our clique, in our community, they still allow, they still freely to share the love of God by their life and their actions. We're not starving them because they not belong to our Catholics. So that is different. And so that sin is so important. Even though now St. James mentioned the sins that those are rich because of unjust, maybe I will put it in, maybe those who inhale power, do unjust for the people, there now will be answer before God. Because whatever they do unjust, God will hear. Because the cry of the poor, the cry of those who were harmed by them, will up to the Lord. And the Lord will hear that, and they will have to answer before the Lord. All these come into the moment we say we are disoriented desire. That's why God say, whatever your sin committed will infect not only you, but others people as well, including those who believe in God, who look at God, even though they are not Catholic. They're not Catholic, but they believe in God. And if our sin infect them, rather we put the millstone and pour into the sea. We are dead meat, right? How seriously? If we listen or interpret the lyric, the words of Jesus Christ right now, I'm thinking I lost so many organs to enter the heaven, right? Maybe I will lose my eyes, I will also, because I'm not perfect. If I cut all that, maybe I don't have anything left when I get in heaven, right? So when I die, maybe Bishop look at me, what should I have now? Maybe I don't have anything left. But you know, this is not real. But God wants, Jesus wants us to make really clear, we have to determine ourselves firmly about to say no to sin. That's what he expected us. He had to say no to temptation because that costs us, damage us. You know what? You know how people catch a monkey? How many? I know there's some tricks that people, I saw them catch a monkey based on the monkey's characteristics. I saw them catch, they make the cave like this, right? The rectangle cave. And they have a circle, a little circle, like this. And in that cave, they put the corn like this, long corn. And when the monkey saw the corn, they're very clever. They know how to put their hands inside that, through that hole, wrap the corn. And when they pour it out, they keep pour. And because the corn's too long and stuck between the hole, they cannot pour it out. The problem of the monkey, because it's so greedy, they don't want to let go to be free their hands so they can run away when they see the people come. So that they keep standing there and pour until people wrap them. You see, this is something tells us. That characteristic is belong to us as well. Sometimes we just want to hold into our addiction, hold into that bad behavior, and we don't want to let go. So that we are be free, because we are afraid. Sometimes we are afraid because it's so hard for us to let go. We cannot fight against temptation. We hard to let go. But my brothers and sisters, Jesus say, you have to have courage to cut it off, to let go all the bad behavior, all addictions, all anger, hatred, maybe gossiping. So that you can be free. And if you only know how to value the eternal life, my soul is so important. If I have to cut off, let go all those sins that cause damage for my soul, I need to do that. Especially when you're sick, you know what? When you go to surgery, you know that. If you have something, cancers, maybe your hand, your livers, this is a good organs, right? This is important to me. But I have to let it go because it's damaged already. It's no longer good for my body. To save my body, I have to let it go before the cancer can eat it up, the whole things in me. Same thing. If sin is a cancer, a poison, then can eat it up your soul slowly and slowly. That's why Jesus asks us to make determined really clearly to cut it up from now so that they no longer damage for your soul for eternal life. You have the choice, my brothers and sisters. We all have the choice to do it. You know, sometimes we are chicken. We say, oh, it's so hard for me to change because the temptation, that addiction is too great. Where is our God? You know that. Where is our God? If you believe in God, God can help you to conquer. He conquered that for us on the cross. Then we can too with the help of God. If without God, then we say we give up. But we have God, then we cannot say, okay, I give up. But we say, I will try, Lord, with your help. I continue to stand up if I fail, and I will go. The second one, the last one I want to share with you. If Jesus say your sin can cause people, infect people, then your repentance, your holiness of life can infect people as well. I recommend you, when you come to receive the reconciliation, you know what? If you know that your sin cause yourself in trouble, but also be bad example for others, then maybe that moment, bring together as a family. If you have husband and wife, bring together, maybe say, honey, we should go to prepare ourselves so that we can receive the reconciliation. You pray for me when I'm enter into reconciliation, and I will pray for you as well. And if you have children, bring them in. No matter they are not the time or they are or the age of the confession or they are younger, but they see the good deeds that you perform to them to see, to build up that good habit. Why not, right? Why not you do that? Because if your sins is communal, because I mean that the communal, that means your sins cause people to sin. Your sin infects by to the people. Then your holiness, your repentance also cause, infects others as well. Why we let a bad habit infect people? Why we don't build up a good habit so that we can inspire others people as well? Let's work together like that. So that one day, like we say, we will join with all the saints in heaven. We say, holy, holy, holy God, because I am too. I was inspired by your holiness, Lord, so that I want to be holy like you.